Wolverhampton Wanderers yn chwarae erbyn Dinas Abertawe yn rawn gyntaf y Cwpaned Worthington. Grandewch yma ar Wolverhampton's 107.7 The Wolf, dydd Mercher, o 7 o gloch.
And for all you non-Welsh speakers, that Wolves are playing Swansea City away in the first round of the Worthington Cup. We've got full commentary here on Wolverhampton's 107.7 The Wolf this Wednesday from 7.
Go on, I know you're my buddy.
Yes, that's tidy, boyo.
Wolf Event Finder with discount ceramics, quality tiles and affordable prices.
Now the Narrowboat Trust are raising money for deprived and disabled children and old people. Saturday 14th of September, fun day is going to be at the Ash Tree on the Dudley Road in Wolverhampton from noon. Loads to do, including a barbecue, bouncy castle and a grand prize raffle. For more details you can log on to the website for Wolverhampton at www.thewolf.co.uk.
Workday on Wolverhampton's 107.7 The Wolf.
Playing your favourites from the 70s, 80s, 90s and the best of today. Part of your More Music Workday. This is Wolverhampton's 107.7 The Wolf with Darren Hayes, Savage Garden and Affirmation. Your More Music Workday continues shortly. Got songs on the way from the Police and we'll do some Robbie Williams and Vanessa Carlton. And the latest news at middays after these.
I had to give up work when I had my youngest son.
Where it literally pays to call.
The time is nearly 12 o'clock with Wensfield Market, the traditional place to do your shopping with Wolverhampton City Council.
Doing some shopping this lunchtime. There's limited space at the Broad Street car parks. All the other car parks across town tell us they have space available.
Of Morning Sky at Breakfast and the More Music Workday between 9 and 5. Wolverhampton's 107.7. The Wolf.
It's midday. I'm Kelly Tolan. Saddam Hussein could build a nuclear weapon in a matter of months if he can get hold of radioactive material from abroad. In a new report, experts say the Iraqi dictator's probably got stocks of biological and chemical weapons. Dr. John Chipman of the International Institute for Strategic Studies says Saddam has a chilling range of options.
Iraq can certainly produce new stocks of bulk BW agent, including botulinum toxin and anthrax, with its existing facilities, equipment and materials.
A hairdresser from Wensbury who was convicted of breaching security at an American airport is expected to return to the US to appeal. Sarah Johnson was fined $500 for defiant trespass at Philadelphia Airport. The 22-year-old was arrested in February after running past a metal detector, but she says she had been waved through to catch her flight. The hairdresser is determined to prove her innocence. Cabin crew on an Air Seychelles flight have thwarted a hijack attempt. Staff on a Bombay to the Maldives service overpowered a man wielding a knife as he made for the cockpit. He's in police custody. Hilat Rashid is the editor of a Maldives newspaper. He says the hijacker had an accomplice.
Authorities here said that he had a passport from India. He was one of nine expatriate labourers on their way to Seychelles. Then there was another person who is said to have assisted him. The other person is also taken for questioning.
The man accused of the murders of Holly Wells and Jessica Chapman is due in court tomorrow. 28-year-old Ian Huntley from Soham in Cambridgeshire is expected before magistrates in Peterborough. It will be the former school head caretaker's first appearance since being charged with killing the 10-year-old girls. An inquest into the death of a man found floating in Michael Barrymore's swimming pool starts today. Stuart Lubbock had been visiting the TV star's home in Essex in March last year. Barrymore's expected to give evidence during the week-long hearing in Epping. Our money's being used to bail out British Energy. The privatised nuclear energy company asked for an emergency government handout, saying it'll go bust. Today it's receiving a loan of more than £400 million of taxpayers' money. Joint General Secretary of the Amicus Union, Roger Lyons, says it's cash well spent.
Thousands of skilled and professional workers, jobs at risk, families at risk, pensions at risk. Now, with this government action, we've got a breathing space and hopefully Britain will have energy for the years to come.
And it's Tarzan-tastic to be out of the jungle, so says DJ Tony Blackburn, who's getting used to life in civilization again after winning I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. He picked up 55% of the votes to beat Tara Palmer Tomkinson. Next news update in an hour here on Wolverhampton's 107.7 The Wolf.
Wolf Weather.
together with Willenhall Coachcraft. Come rain or shine, when you think Volkswagen, think Willenhall Coachcraft.
Well, it's cloudy across Wolverhampton this lunchtime. A few sunny spells about, occasional showers. The bad news is going to be in for more heavy rain this afternoon. It's currently 13 degrees in Bushbury, and here at 107.7 The Wolf, top of the Manda Centre in the city of Wolverhampton, it's 13 degrees.
Now, more of your favourites on the More Music Workday on Wolverhampton's 107.7 The Wolf. Wolverhampton's 107.7 The Wolf, playing your favourites from the 70s.
From the 70s, 80s, 90s and the best of today. This is Wolverhampton's 107.7 The Wolf. Alan Nicklin in for Dickie Dodd this week with Vanessa Carlton and A Thousand Miles. Also Robbie Williams in there and The Police. Though, did you see it last night then? The I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Wasn't Tony Blackburn good? I really thought he deserved to win. Just watching that last challenge when Tara Palmer-Tomkinson was just screaming all over the place. And Tony Blackburn just went in and did everything. Really deserved to win that. King of the Jungle. Well, apparently they're going to do it all again next year. There's no real surprise, is it? And celebrities are apparently queuing up now to get their names down for the show, when it is expected to return. And one of the guys at the front of it who really wants to take part in it next year is Keith Chegwin. And can you imagine Keith Chegwin on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? The thing that really worries me more than anything else about that is he'll want to reprise his old Channel 5 role in Naked Jungle.
There's one, there's one, there's one! This week, be a sticker spotter with Wolverhampton's 107.7 The Wolf and Sainsbury's Saver Centre in Wensfield. In Jeff Essentials, the electrical department, the hot food counter, Kids Zone or anywhere in store, if you find a stickered item, take it to customer services and it's yours. Free! You could also win a MIDI hi-fi system on Friday with Morning Sky. Go sticker spotting this week with Wolverhampton's 107.7 The Wolf at Sainsbury's Saver Centre, Wensfield. Making life taste better for less.
Come on over to our place.
At the corner of Loxdale Street and Oxford Street, Bilston.
Now, more of your favourites on the More Music Workday on Wolverhampton's 107.7 The Wolf. Favourites from the 70s, 80s, 90s and the best of today. While you're at work, Wolverhampton's 107.7 The Wolf.
Home with the More Music Workday. This is Wolverhampton's 107.7 The Wolf. In there we played your Forest and Rock the Boat. Also Papa Don't Preach from Madonna. And Simply Red for your babies from the Stars CD. Do you remember a time probably about 8 or 9 years ago when it seemed like everybody had that in their CD collection? You used to go around to people's houses and they used to put it on as background music, didn't they? Brilliant CD. I've got to say hi to Gary and Simon, working very hard this morning. They're doing deliveries around the city of Wolverhampton. Last seen by Birmingham Road Police Station. Hiya guys. I'll play a song very shortly. And don't forget to be here in the morning from 6 for Morning Sky. The new question on the mental workout is still, what do 50% of women and 39% of men admit they've wanted to do at work? If you think you know, make sure you give Ian a call in the morning. You can also find out how many layers of clothes Ian and Kelly are wearing in the new refrigerated Wolf office. And also tomorrow, Gary Kemp from Spandau Ballet will be here talking to Ian. Morning Sky tomorrow from 6 at Wolverhampton's 107.7 The Wolf.
Music Workday on Wolverhampton's 107.7 The Wolf.